In this bulletin, Sydney siders to find out if they'll be subject to restrictions at Christmas, coronavirus finds its way to Antarctica, and in sport, COVID-19 disrupts A-League match plans. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The New South Wales government is set to decide what restrictions on movement and gatherings will be in place on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. The New South Wales Cabinet will meet today to either extend or ease restrictions brought in as a result of Sydney's Northern Beaches coronavirus cluster. Residents of the Northern Beaches are subject to stay-at-home orders until 11:59pm tonight. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the government will take a cautious but balanced approach as it attempts to limit the spread of the cluster, which has grown to 90 cases.
I hope people appreciate in New South Wales we try and look at the big picture, we try and be compassionate as well as assessing the health risk and also the impacts on people's livelihoods and the mental health issues. So we do try and take that collective approach.
Meanwhile, Victorian authorities have identified 300 people in the state who visited COVID-19 hotspots in New South Wales. Officials say that number is expected to grow as contact tracers investigate. Antarctica is no longer the only continent free of coronavirus. Local media in Chile are reporting that 36 people connected with the Chilean army base have tested positive for COVID-19. The base is located on the northernmost tip of the Antarctic Peninsula in West Antarctica. About 250 Australians are currently stationed at bases in East Antarctica. German company BioNTech says it will be able to produce a vaccine mimicking the new coronavirus strain in a matter of weeks. BioNTech's vaccine, developed with US pharmaceutical company Pfizer, is authorised for use in more than 45 countries, including Britain, the United States, and across the European Union. The company's chief executive, Yor Sahin, says he's confident the vaccine still works against the new strain, but he says should adjustments be needed, they would only take about 6 weeks to complete.
Of course, this is not only a technical question. We have to deal with the question how regulators, how EMA, FDA and other authorities would see that. But in principle, technically, it is possible to make a new vaccine mimicking the new strains within a few weeks.
To other news, and Australian writer Yang Hengjun, who's been detained in Beijing for nearly 2 years, has released a letter saying he still hopes for justice. Mr. Yang's trial on charges of espionage was meant to begin by January in the Beijing Second Intermediate People's Court, but has been delayed by 3 months. In a letter released by supporters, he says he remains strong, even through torture, and is determined to defend his innocence. The Australian government previously raised concerns about Mr. Yang's treatment during his detention, saying he had been shackled, interrogated for extended periods, had limited access to lawyers, and was unable to see his wife. To sport, and the A-League season has been forced into a major fixture reshuffle following the COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney. Almost half of the first 35 games will be rescheduled for a later date. Schedule changes allow all the New South Wales based sides to play each other for the next 4 weeks. Of the opening 40 A-League games, 15 remain unchanged, 5 have been moved forward, and the other games will be rescheduled to reflect future travel and health advice. And now for a look at today's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth and 39 degrees. Partly cloudy in Adelaide and 25. A shower or two in Melbourne and 29. A possible shower in Hobart and 21. Partly cloudy in Canberra and 25. Similar conditions in Wollongong and 24. Mostly sunny in Sydney and 26. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 25. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 33. A possible shower in Cairns, 35, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.